We start with crime news. Chapel Hill police have made an arrest in a murder case from last month. 31-year-old Gabriel Peel of Chapel Hill faces first-degree murder charges in the death of Derek Tyrone Mack, who was found inside a burning vehicle on Dickens Court on April 13th. Investigators did not have to search hard for Peel. By the time they identified him as a suspect, he was already being held in Wake County Jail on unrelated charges. Meanwhile, good news from Chapel Hill Police. Yesterday, we reported they were searching for a missing teen, 15-year-old Sania Farmer. Now police say she's back home safe. Over now to the schools, where local students are speaking out against gun violence and calling for action in the wake of Tuesday's mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas. Students at Chapel Hill High School walked out yesterday for 21 minutes, 1 minute for each of the victims on Tuesday. That was part of a national walkout organized by Students Demand Action. I spoke with Chapel Hill High School senior Grace Davis.
I think it's kind of something that's desensitized a little bit for me just because it's happened so many times now. It's definitely still shocking and really, really sad, but I really do hope that this is the last time. And we always say enough is enough, and then nothing gets done, and I would really like to see actual change happen.
What are other students saying that you're talking with, either in class or outside of it?
A lot of students are a little bit surprised that so many celebrities and government officials are coming out and finally saying the things that we've been saying for so long. How we don't need thoughts and prayers, we need action and stricter gun laws. So we're really hoping that by having this national walkout today, we can continue to voice our opinions and get the ball moving on actual action instead of just thoughts and prayers.
That's Chapel Hill High School Grace Davis, senior Grace Davis speaking there. You'll be able to listen to the full conversation and read a transcript plus see photos from the walkout later on today on our website, chapelboro.com. Over now to UNC, where the NNO reports the UNC Board of Governors has voted to approve a plan to move the system headquarters from Chapel Hill to Raleigh, though not without dissent from some board members who said the move smacked of politics and lacked transparency. Also on campus, last month, scholars at UNC launched a new research center to study technology, social media, and online discourse, and to offer public policy solutions to address some of the problems and challenges they present. 97.9 The Hill's Ava Pukach has more on UNC's brand new Center on Technology Policy.
Technology programming at UNC is not new. The law school hosts a media law and policy center, whereas the School of Information and Library Science hosts a center on information technology in public life. The new UNC Center on Technology Policy will also be housed within the School of Information and Library Science. Matt Perrault, director of the new center, said this center aims to be engaged both in shaping how practitioners think, both on the industry level and at the government level.
We're not an advocacy organization, we're not lobbyists, but we really want to be engaged in the policy process to come up with the frameworks that policymakers can use to make the internet better.
A goal of the center is to offer public policy solutions to improve tech and online content. It's been releasing materials like policy briefs, podcasts, and research papers, with Perrault co-authoring a guide with Scott Babwa Brennan, the head of online expression policy for the UNC Center. That guide provides a set of 13 recommendations states can make for meaningful improvement on online expression, according to Babwa Brennan. They are grouped into the categories of understanding, enforcement, and investment.
The goal here is to identify things that will make a meaningful difference, but that are also legal. And I think that's what's sort of held back a lot of the state action so far, right? We've seen literally dozens of bills being introduced across state houses. Frankly, a lot of these bills haven't gone anywhere.
Babwa Brennan cited two bills which passed in Texas and Florida, but were stopped by the courts. He said recommendations within the understanding category are aimed at better grasping the harms and effects of problematic content, as well as content moderation.
Far too much of the research has been sort of at the national or international level or at the platform level, but the real harms of problematic content actually happen in real communities on the ground. I think there's a real opportunity for state governments or local governments to do more to help us understand their sort of impacts.
Perrault said North Carolina is one of the few states which has passed a regulatory sandbox model. This allows companies to experiment with new products without a risk of having enforcement against them. Within the tech industry, he said this experimentation is mainly within the financial tech sector. But Peralt said he hopes this type of model can be expanded to explore other types of interventions, both government and corporate, in addition to content policy.
This area is really complicated. It's very easy to identify the problems and say, I don't like that piece of content, or I was censored on that platform and I don't like that. It's very, very difficult to come up with smart solutions that make the internet better. So we think experimentation will give us some insights that will hopefully allow us to understand what are smart policy regimes in this area.
To learn more about the Center on Technology Policy, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukech.
And finally, this Monday is Memorial Day, with numerous commemorative events around town and, of course, a greater proliferation of American flags as well. Except in Hillsboro, where you will not see as many flags downtown as there ordinarily would be, thanks to a conflict over hanging flags on Duke Energy power poles, which came up last year when somebody complained about pride flags. Mayor Jen Weaver says there will be flags again in a slightly different form. Unfortunately, though, they're not ready yet.
Long story short, we no longer are able to have flags of any kind on Duke Energy's equipment, but we are in the midst of working out the banner agreement with them. A banner will just be a different type of display that doesn't create the same safety issues for their workers. So I just want to be sure the public knows that they're not going to see the American flags up this Memorial Day, and that's still going to surprise some people. We do have American flag banners and pride flag banners in the works, and staff has been working hard. We just don't quite have them in our hands yet. They are coming, but we won't have those up in time for Memorial Day.
Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver speaking there. There are several commemorative events happening around our community for Memorial Day on Monday. First of all, Durham County is hosting a Memorial Day event to honor fallen heroes at 9 a.m. in front of the Old County Courthouse at 200 East Main Street downtown. In Chapel Hill, actually just a little ways west of Chapel Hill, the American Legion Post 6 off NC 54 is hosting a public service. The post will be open beginning at 10 a.m., and then the service begins at 11, followed by a roundtable discussion with Vietnam vets and music from the Village Band at 12:30. And on Monday morning, May 30th, you can also head to the Orange County Veterans Memorial for a Memorial Day service starting at 9. The Orange County Veterans Memorial is located next to the Seymour Center off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill, and you can get more info on that at ocveteransmemorial.com. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Bold Commercial Real Estate. Today is the big day for UNC women's lacrosse as the top-ranked Tar Heels take the field in Baltimore for the NCAA semifinal against 4-seed Northwestern. With bad weather expected later in the day, the game has been moved up to 12:30, so we're starting 6 hours from now. The Tar Heels and the Wildcats have already faced each other this year in Chapel Hill back in early March. UNC won that one 20-9. For the Tar Heels, there may be a little bit of deja vu. They were in this exact same place last year, heading into the Final Four as the top seed with an undefeated record. Carolina lost in the Final Four last year, but head coach Jenny Levy says this time around, things feel different.
I think that the mindset has been changed all year with this team, just because we're different. It's a different team. It's a different year, different leadership. We just talked about the transfers that came in. So I think it's been a different feel this year. Not anything against last year's team. I thought they were great. It just, we didn't finish the job last year. I do think my returning players from that team do have some urgency in how they're feeling about walking into a Final Four, really evaluating our play at this point, being, you know, undefeated regular season, undefeated ACC tournament season. I think all four teams walking into this Final Four this year have very experienced coaching staffs and very experienced programs to be in this limelight. So I our focus is that everyone's going in 0-0 and everybody wants to win two games this weekend. So I think that, I feel a different type of focus from our group this year than we did a year ago. I felt maybe just going through that process of being undefeated and getting a lot of attention kind of dulled us a bit But this year, I don't feel that at all.
That's head coach Jenny Levy speaking there. Today's game is at 12:30. You can catch it on ESPNU. The winner will move on to Sunday's final against either Maryland or Boston College. Also in action today, Tar Heel tennis star Fiona Crawley. She got an impressive straight set win yesterday to move on to the semifinals of the NCAA singles tournament. Crawley entered the tournament ranked number 55 in singles, but she's in the final four now. She's only the sixth Tar Heel ever to make the national semifinals in women's singles. She faces Stanford's Connie Ma today for a spot in the final. Today is also day one of the NCAA men's golf tournament in Scottsdale, Arizona. UNC is one of 30 teams competing. The Tar Heels are seeded fifth. In track and field, three more Tar Heels earned spots in the NCAA championships during preliminary competition this week in Indiana. Jill Shippey broke her own ACC record in women's hammer throw to clinch her spot. Madison Wiltrout took first in women's javelin, and Anna Kiefer punched her ticket with a top 10 finish in women's long jump. Action continues today. And UNC baseball takes the field in Charlotte tonight, facing Virginia Tech in the ACC tournament. Carolina's the 8 seed, the Hokies are the top seed, and tonight's winner will move on to face Notre Dame in the semifinals tomorrow. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. We'll have it all for you right here on 97.9 The Kill. Staying in baseball, another win for the Durham Bulls last night, 7-3 over the Charlotte Knights. That's their fourth win in a row. They're 11th in the last 13 games, and it moves the Bulls back over 500 for the first time since the first week of the season. The Bulls are back in action tonight, hosting Charlotte at 6:35. And in hockey, the trend continued last night for the Carolina Hurricanes. They still can't win on the road, but they can't lose at home. The Canes beat the New York Rangers 3-1 at PNC to take a 3-2 lead in their playoff series. They can close it out in Game 6 tomorrow night in New York if they can figure out how to get a road win. Back in Chapel Hill, a schedule update for UNC football. The Tar Heels will open their 2022 campaign with an evening game against Florida A&M, 8 p.m. on Saturday, August 27th. We also know the kickoff times for Carolina's next two games. The Tar Heels will kick off at noon on September 3rd at Appalachian State and noon again the following Saturday at Georgia State. That Florida A&M game will be on the ACC network. ESPNU will have the other two. And finally, congrats to a pair of Tar Heel men's lacrosse stars just named All-Americans by the U.S. Intercollegiate Lacrosse Association. Chris Gray earned first-team All-American honors and also won the Jack Turnbull Award as the top attackman in the nation. Fellow Tar Heel Connor Mayer was named to the second team.